Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shemaya. We are continuing our shir on the whole episode of Elimelech, Avimelech, Sava, and Paro and Sava, taking our very beautiful great-great-great-great-grandmother. In the previous shir, we basically piled up questions on the parsha, both on the parsha of Avimelech and Sarah in this week's parasha, which is Vayera, and also in the also comparing and contrasting really the discrepancies between the parasha over here between Avimelech and Sarah and what happened between Paro and Sarah. And now unser Arbeit, our work, is to try to make sense of this whole parasha. And Mirtzah Hashem Yisbarach Sina Flos Mitoris Hashem, and that will be with the help of Moriv Rabbi HaGaon HaGadol HaMufla VaMuflag HaGoyim Reb Dovid Zatzal Siyata Dishmaya. Hope I'm conveying the Torah accurately. So it appears as follows, and really the Yesod HaDvorim Kvar Mivu'ar B'Dvorei HaMalbim Ve'od HaMalbim Ze Pirush Kol Kach Nifla. אין מילים, אומרים על המלבים שהוא היה כזה גאון עולם, הוא רק היה מקדיש את עצמו לימוד גמרא, הוא היה יותר מדובר, יותר מקובל, יותר פופולרי, but he had an answer to Maskilim, the Kofrim, so he wrote his parish in the Chumash, and he didn't use his unique talents, capabilities for a Gemara. But he could have, he was a Gaon Olam. Baruch Hashem, we have the Malbim. In Chumash, it's a Pilei Plois Dika Perish. As he saw the Devar Kvam Ruah with Malbim Beod, El Hashem Pirshut HaPsukim B'Tzura Acheret. But you saw the Dvarim Kvam Ruah Shem. But Rabbi Melech had two Tainas on the taking of Sarah. In other words, we have two Tainas in Rabbi Melech. Number one, he stole from Avram Avinu. He took Avram Avinu's wife. And by B'nai Noach, it's also Gezel if you steal a person. Rambam, Melachim 9:9. See there what Moreno of Rabbeinu Zatzal writes in the Sefer Ber Miriam, in the third volume. Vuinyan in the seventh halacha, shall bein adam lechaviro. Vuar lehedya b'mishnah b'misechet bavakama. Shemivim Yavraham et achiyuv shel bakashat mechila b'fkiya, shebein adam lechaviro. When he stole Avram's wife, it was an infraction in the realm of bein adam lechaviro. שאינו נמחה לו, אף על פי שעושה תשובה עד שיבקש ממנו. We learn in the Mishnah over there from Avimelech, that unless he has mechila from somebody, you hurt. Bein Adam Lechavero, you're not forgiven. So on one hand, we have the Bein Adam Lechavero issue here. The Avimelech stole Avram's wife. And number two is an Isra of Eishes Ish. She's a married woman, which is also one of the Shevnitz Bnei Noach. That's an Averet Hashem. That's what it says in Pasuk Gimel, Hincha Meis, Ala Isha Asher Lakachta, Behibu Lazboa. You're going to die, Rabbi Melech, for the woman you took. She's a married woman. Hincha Meis, Ala Isha Asher Lakachta, Gezel, Behibu Lazboal, Isra Eishes Ish. That by B'nai Noach, she becomes an Eishes Ish by Bia. They don't have an inyan like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 57b of Knisa L'chuppa. Learn from the Pesukim over here. How does a Ben Noach become a married man? By Bia, not when he stands with the priest, and he's, do you promise to love in her, and till death do you part, till death or till divorce, father, whatever comes first. Maybe I do. In any event, that's not the way it works. With Bia, she becomes his wife. Watched too many movies when I was a kid, too many TV shows. Akopanim, so that's the pasuk in Chametz al Shesh al Akachta, that's the Gezel. Yibu Laz Boal, that's the Eshesish. Wherever it would appear that the Tain of Gezel was only by Avimelech and not by Paro. Because by Melech it says, Ves bin Aseichem Yikachle, Sefer Shmuel. And that the Rambam explains in Melachim in the fourth chapter, which we discussed at great length in our Hilchot Melachim Shiurim. It would be such a tremendous honor and schus and privilege if you would listen. I hope you enjoy. I think they're very, very insightful shiurim. Siyata Dishmai, it's not for me. It's that was makabel from Rabbein. Etzem kimat, nothing I have is for me. It's all from what I was makabel. I actually say not kimat, nothing. I was makabel from Rabbein. I was makabel from Hashem, but not anything of mine, of course. So because of that, there's no tain of Gezel. He's a melech. See, he could take women as Menasechem Yikachle. He could take women as Pilakshim. There's no tain of Gezel on Paro Melech Mitzrayim. The only tain by Paro is the tain of Yisrael Shishish. But by Avimelech, Ketubah Pasuk Aleph, Vayisam Misham Avram Arza Negev, Vayeshev Ben Kadeshu Ben Shur, Vayagar Bigrar. And we see in Tosis and Gittin, Tue, Divra Masra, Vashkelein, that this is an Eretz Yisrael. So Tosis Mistam Avram Yitzchak, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, Ayin Shem Adivra Tosis. Lechaira, parenthetically, it's hard to understand, it's not Mistam, it's Mukhruch. Because Yitzchak was not allowed to go to Chutz Laretz. Difficult. Why Tosis says Mistama Yitzchak was in Eretz Yisrael. Vade was in Eretz Yisrael. So this is Eretz Yisrael. And even though the land was not given practically yet to Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom, but nevertheless he already had a schus yeshiva there. He already had a right, like all Jews have today, in the modern state of Israel, the right to live, law of return, the right to live in Israel. He already had it. Without the Misrata Panim, without waiting on a long line. I'll never forget when I was becoming a citizen. There was a woman there in the Ministry of Interior, and she was trying to determine whether or not I'm Jewish. So I had to bring proof that I was Jewish. It wasn't easy, by the way. In the end, Baruch Hashem, I got a letter from America. It wasn't enough. Kitzer, I ended up showing them that I got married here and with the Rabbanut. So the Rabbanut only gives you a marriage certificate if you're Jewish. Ah, you must be Jewish. Anyway, I go in there, you know, looking all yeshivish with my white shirt and dark pants and my tits down, a big black yarmulke, my black suit. And there's a woman there behind the desk. And I mean, she had a purple, some of her hair was dyed purple. Her nail polish was also purple. And she was trying to figure out if I'm Jewish. She wasn't trusting me that I'm Jewish. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, in the end she agreed that I'm Jewish, and in the end her hair got back to its original color, I hope. And God should bless her, just with long life, that she's doing Hashem's work by working the Misrata Panim and making sure that people are Jewish before they make Aliyah. One of the biggest problems in the modern state of Israel, if not the biggest, but certainly one of the biggest, is the number of Gentiles in this country that we don't know who's Jewish and who's Gentile anymore. Big problem. In any event, back to our story. Avraham Avinu already had the schus to live in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Avraham Avinu is not meshubet to any king. Like we see in Rashi, in Chayisara 23:4, and the pasuk Yer v'soy shev anoichi imachin, Zokt Rashi that Avraham Avinu was saying, if you want him a ger, and if not, I'm a toshev, I'll take it men adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'zalcha tenis haras esois. It's already mine. I need it. Memela, Avimelech wasn't a king. And therefore he didn't have any schus. He didn't have any right to take his wife. And therefore, by Abimelech, in addition to the Gezel problem, in addition to the Eish HaSish problem, you have the Gezel problem. Yechnishkin Melech over Avram. Kol Abimelech Melech Kor Abakasha, Kol Melech from Hein Pizmorgan, but not over Avram Avinu. The land was given to Avram, not to Abimelech. So by Avram and Abimelech, you have the Eish HaSish and the Gezel problem. So it emerges according to this, that the ownership of Abimelech, because of which Shimcha Meis, Al Yishesh HaLakach Tavibu Lazboa, is also what he did with Toras Malchus, taking a woman Midin Melech, which is not correct, vis-a-vis Avram, and he used his Malchus Shelo Kedin. There's a chet b'malchus, and there's also an individual sin that he stole Avram Avinu's wife. And that's what Rabbi Melech said to Hashem, "Hagoy gam tzadik ta'arog." I mean, Hagoy, we ask, what's the Goy? Goy is a nation. Hagoy gam tzadik ta'arog. Even a Jew can be a Goy. Avram ha'oyot yeh the Goy Gadol. And Yeruchu v'chakom shpuchas Adam. Rabbi is also a Goy. Akopanim, Rabbi Melech goes, or says, as we properly say, Abimelech says, "Agoy gam tzadik ta'arog." Are you going to kill a goy and a tzadik? Goy is a nation. In other words, the king is considered like the whole nation. Rambam, Malachim 3:6. We've mentioned it so many times. Melech hu lev kol kal Yisrael. Ein sham b'Rambam. And in our shiurim in Ochas Malachim, we brought from many makoros, as from the Torah Rabbeinu, Be'er Meir Michelek Aleph, that a melech has a din tzibur, a din am. King is a din of being the whole nation. Like Rashi writes in Parashas Chukas, that Moshe is Yisrael and Yisrael is Moshe, to tell you that Nasi Ador is Kechol Ador, because he's the Nasi over everything. For the Nasi Ador from Crown Heights, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nasi Ador, and the Nasi is everything. Nasi is the Tzibur. And therefore Abimelech called himself a Goy. I'm a nation, I'm a king. You want to kill me out as king? I'm a king. I'm a whole. Are you going to do that? You're going to kill the whole nation? Because by killing me out as king, you're killing the whole nation. And therefore, Abimelech said later on in verse 9, Ki evesa lai v'amalachticha ta gdola. Since we're talking about the sin of the king, which is the klal, the onus is also on the klal. And therefore it says, Ki evesa lai v'amalachti, says to Avraham Avinu, brought upon me and my whole nation a big sin. So it's on the whole Malchus, because that's what the king is. The sin of the king is the sin of the klal. And we see in the Psikta Zutrasi, Pasuk Ches, who writes, it's brought in the Torah Shlema by the legendary, unforgettable Rav Kasher. And the Pasuk Vayuru ha'anashim me'od amru zechotei v'kulam meitim. They were very afraid. They said, this person is sinning and we're all dying. And also later on, Pasuk Yud Ches, Ki Atzor Atzar Hashem Be'ad Kol Rechem, and Hashem stopped all the wombs, all the internal cavities, stopped from their Rashi says, from the Gemara says, from Shechva Zera, for men, and for giving birth for women. In the Psikta Zutra, in the Psikta Rabba, it says, in Medrash, also cited by the Torah Shlema, Shatzar Hashem et kol ha-ma'ayanot shelo v'shel beito v'shel kol ha-mekomot. It was mamish. Super constipation for everybody. And it's not like Paro, that it wasn't for everybody by Paro. Paro, it says, Vayinaga Hashem es paroi, Ve'esbeisoi nigoyim gedoylim. It was only power in his house. It wasn't everybody. That's like we're saying. Here was a chet b'malchus. As a king, he took Rebbe and Sarah, and he had no right to do so. So it's a chet b'malchus. And therefore he gets an einish malchus, which is not einish for everybody. So the British people better make sure that King Charles behaves himself. Because the king is everybody. If he sins, then they all get punished. He's the whole kingdom. So that's Hagoy. And then he added Gam Tzadik. I'm also a Tzadik, Zok Davi Melech. That's Klapei the Chet of Eishes Ish, which is a personal thing. I'm not guilty of that either. I didn't know. That's what Avimelech says, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarog. Are you going to kill a whole nation? Meaning me, Alt King, my sin of stealing this woman, which I had no right to do. And being with an Eishes Ish, which I had no right to do. That's the Tzadik, that's the individual. And the Melech is that he took this woman who belonged to somebody else, which he has no right to do. Thinks he's Melech, but he's really not, because Avram Avinu is Melech over here. So you're going to punish everybody, Hagoy. Gam Tzadik, out to my personal sin, Tarog. And Avimelech explains why there's no reason to punish him. Not on his sin that he did together with Goy, and not on his personal sin. Because there he says he's a Tzadik, and that's what it says in Pasuk Hey. Halohu Amali, Achoisihi. He told me she's my sister. That's Klapei the Gezel of Avram. He said she's my sister. So he's giving rishus. So you can't say it's Gezel. What about sleeping with an Eishes Ish? V'hi gam hi amra achi hu, the pasuk says. She said he's my brother. Because the chet of Eishes Ish is not talui in the Baal, but rather in the chefts of the woman, that she's a dvar osu, that she's a forbidden object. Because of that, he gam hi amra ken, v'odam ne'mon al atzmoi. Person's believed about himself, it's not the place now to talk about the details of this halacha. Generally, you believe a person what he says about himself. She was Shavi Anafshech Tichti Atera. She said, I'm his sister. He says, no, I'm not an Eishes Ish. So why should Mechit Esi that I should be Choshish that it's not true? And that's the Lashon of Vihi Gam Hi. Vihi, if it's Mitzad the Yisr of He, which has nothing to do with the Baal, but rather that she's a Chetz of an Eishes Ish, that's the problem here. You're taking a Chetz of an Eishes Ish, Vihi. Gam Hi, in addition to her husband who said, she's my sister, she also said that she is his sister. He amra achihu, that he's her brother. And therefore I'm a tzaddik. So why, God, are you punishing me? It's not stealing. I'm not stealing, he says. Avraham Avinu said she's my sister. I'm not taking anyone's wife. Vehi. If it's mitzad the yisr of he, of Eishes Ish, of being a chefs of an Eishes Ish, gam hi amra achihu, she also said he's my brother. And that Avraham Avinu answers, and that answers, excuse me, Hashem, in Pasuk Vav, Vayomer elav Elokim b'chalom, gam anuchi yadati ki b'som levavcha sisisos, v'echsoch gam en osri osra mechat oli, alkein lo nesaticha len goei leha. Hashem says to him in a dream, I also know that with a pure heart you did this. And I stopped you from sinning to me, and therefore I didn't let you touch her. Now, Zeno Chinami, Mitzad Bulas Boal, that she's a married woman, you're a shogeg. You didn't know? And the whole issue was Klapei Lahaba. You're right, you didn't know? B'som Levavcha Asisus Os. You didn't know? So you're a shogeg. And the Nidon is only, the whole issue is Klapei Lahaba. Meshiv da kimos tamus. I feel halavai, I should have learned in the Zilber Mincheder, then I would know to read Kol HaTorah Kula and have connection to Kol HaTorah. But I didn't. I went to the Manhattan Day School Cheder. But I have a special connection to Parshas Vayera because it's my Parsha. My Bar Mitzvah Parsha. That's why I learned it. Just now. Got excited. So if you don't return her, know that you're most certainly going to die. So you better from here on in return her. That's what it says in the pasuk. Ve'achsoch gam anoschi oschem echad toli. He's madgish li, which is talking about the isser of Eishes Ish, which is an isser l'shamayim, and not like the chet of gezel, which is a chet to Avram. So he says to him, "You better return her. If you don't, you're going to die." Mikano lahaba. And Hashem says to her, "Okay." Hashem says, "All right," and I stopped you from sinning to me. Eishes Ish. Yisrael HaShemayim, not like the chet of Gezel. That's a chet to Avram. And therefore you need to ask Mechila from Avram. Adam Muad La'olam. Person's always guilty of any harm he causes another person, even B'shogeg. And you need pius. You need to appease Avram. You need Avram to daven for Bittul Onesh. Ki atzor atzar. Because God stopped up all of their wounds, all of their, like the Medrash says, not even being able to go to the bathroom. That's what we learn in the Mishnah Bava Kama 92a, that he had to be Mephais Avram. And that, there's no tain of shogeg. That's what Hashem says to him. Listen, it's at the Bulas Boal, you're a shogeg. I stopped you from sinning to me, meaning the Eishes Ish thing. That she was an Eishes Ish, that you mamish didn't know. But what about the fact that you stole from Avram? There you have to ask him mechila, even though you're shogeg. Shogeg, you also have to ask mechila. I know you're a mechila by me, I'm mochel. But ben lachaver, you have to ask the person mechila. It's not enough that I'm mochel, says Hashem to Avimelech. And we understand very well now the difference in the onshin between Paro and Avimelech. Paro, the onesh was only to be mevatel the bia al Eishes Ish, because that was his sin. His sin was the Eishes Ish sin, sleeping with a married woman. And therefore it says in the pasuk, al dvar sarai Eishes Avram. So it's coming lafuke, that it wasn't an onesh on what was done to Avraham. Because like we said, he had koyach ha-malchus. El rak al dvar sarai, she eishes ish. On the matter of Sarai, that she was a married woman. The Eishes Ish problem, now you're going to have to deal with. Not that you were pogea on Avram, not that you harmed Avram, that you took an Eishes Ish and almost slept with her. And that's why Hashem gave him this lovely makav ro'osan, which makes Tashmish Hamita very difficult, like Rashi says. Because this was a sexual problem, a sexual infraction, not a personal... infraction against Avram Avinu. Not impinging on the honor and personal dignity of Avram, but rather an Eishes Ish problem. So they got an Eishes Ish Aveira, i.e. Ro'osan, which makes Tashmish difficult. And that's why it says a lashon about Dvar. In fact, what's the al-divar? It's coming la-fuke. Only on this davar is another davar also. There are two things involved. is also with the Pekiah Bavram. No, no, no. Pasuk saying, it's only al dvar, only on this matter of Sarai Yishes Avram, not on the other matter of being Pogay and Avram. It's just that you were that you took an Eishes Ish. And Mamela, when you give Sarah back, the onus is automatically going to be brought up. There's no need for the onus anymore. He asked why the onus went away automatically without tefillah. There's no need for it anymore. You don't have the Eishes Ish. God knows you're cool. You didn't know. You didn't do anything. So you just give her back and no more onus. By Avimelech, the onus was Gezel, which is taking what belongs to somebody else and putting it in your own rishus. And on that, the onus is mida k'neged mida. She'adarab. Gam davar shelo, yuchnas etzlo. What's Zela? Reuven takes what belongs to Shimon, and his machnas it places it inside of his own rishus. So what was the ownership of Avimelech who stole? That his inside remained inside. It didn't come out. It remained in his rishus. All of his need to relieve himself. And everybody else for that matter. Mida k'neged mida. Ki atzor atzah. And that wasn't butler when he gave Sarah back. You know why? Because he had to ask Avram Mechila. Otherwise, he's still doing the sin. And therefore, we see why Paro's onish was butler immediately, was nullified immediately. Whereas Avimelech needed the tefillah of Avram. Okay, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem. We definitely started on an amazing road. And you know my rule. Not my rule, it's the Talmud's rule. Fast and below to fast. So, B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue this incredible Mahalach in the next year and see more Neflos Mitaris Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so much for listening. We shall continue in the future. Shalom, shalom, Svi Yisrael's beloved.